Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
Are there any other requests from Council to modify this agenda?
Madam Mayor, for the item under my administration section, the additional 29 bores required by FDEP, I have requested more information on that, and I would like to suggest that we postpone that to next week's meeting.
All right, so normally I wouldn't lead off an hour with something as boring as 29 bores drilled in the ground. Sorry, I couldn't resist the dad joke in me. It's a gene. But Marilyn Farah, okay, so this was you got a city council meeting coming up tonight. I always seem to be about a week late on these meetings. I don't know, just by the time I listen to them and cut all the clips. I always have to get it done before the next meeting, otherwise it's really too late. Anyway, so the Milton Executive Committee meeting from last week, Marilyn Farah says, hey, these 29 drill holes, these bores that were done on the, and this is going to be important, wastewater treatment plant effluent disposal site that the county had granted to the city. I don't have enough information on this. I want to postpone this item. Okay. In Milton, if you want to understand, everything is basically one of three things. It's either the wastewater treatment plant, or it's the widening of Highway 90, or it's the personal airing of grievances. Like, it's one of those three things. It seems like that's always the issue. It's the not Festivus celebration. Okay, so Jeff Snow says...
Councilman Farrow has requested that be pushed to the agenda workshop.
Can I ask why?
Because she just said she didn't have enough information on it yet.
By the way, that would be Marilyn Farrow's question to answer, not Mayor Lindsay's. But okay, fine, whatever.
Excuse me. I think Councilman Snow's asking if this is time sensitive.
Yeah.
I would have to ask Mr. Cook about that.
All right, that's now city manager, but of course Milton Police Chief Tony Tindall, now that Randy Jorgensen is retired, saying I didn't have to ask Mr. Joe Cook, who is the Public Works Director. What's the deal here?
That has already been done on the 100 acres we got from the county. That is the 29 bores that the DEP required us to do in the RFI to us from the first time.
What is this item about, sir, then? You're needing approval from council for something?
Pardon?
What approval do you need from council if the work's already been done?
We just need approval so we can pay the bill.
I see.
Okay. So there's no issue here. We owe them money. They filed a bill. That's it. It's a paying in of an invoice. It's not a question of whether we do the bores or whether the bores are, you know, it's just we ordered it, we agreed to it, and now they've sent us the invoice. Can you please pay it?
The bill hadn't been paid.
Okay.
The bores have been made. They already been processed, and they just never had bill for it. So they just now billing us. But those are 29 bores on the 100-acre parcel we got from the county that DEP required us to make for the rip site.
Now, if you're wondering, like, what's the deep secret importance of this topic with the bores, that's not it. That's not the point. I'll explain the point when we get through some of these clips, okay? So you got Marilyn Farah wants to drop the item and come back at a different series of meetings because it's always the agenda, then the executive committee, and then the regular council. Everything takes a month to form. And she wants to push it off the meeting that would have been for today and push it to the next agenda review, okay? So Jeff Snow says, we're just paying a bill. Let's pay the bill.
So you're okay to leave it on the agenda then?
No, I understood what Mr. Cook was saying. I would still like to move it forward to the next agenda workshop.
Understood, ma'am. So we have a couple of different requests, and we may not all agree on the requests, but I understand what they are. Are there any other requests besides this one?
All right. So there were, had been several others that were very uninteresting and kind of just procedural, didn't really matter.
The motion that I'm going to ask y'all, or I'm going to ask y'all to approve the agenda as proposed to be modified. I realize not everyone agrees with the modification, but I think this is the simplest way forward to get us to business. So
can we speak on it first, maybe?
Well, I thought you already had, sir.
Well, I'd just like to address the 29 bores. With the work already being completed, we're not approving work to be done. This is a bill that needs to be paid in a timely manner.
Yeah, there's no reason to push it off. It just needs to be paid, right? And then Alex Andrade says, well, I don't even know if there's been a motion made yet. This kind of all came up before there's a motion. So are we even, what are we even talking about here?
Just for clarification, I'm not sure a motion's been made yet on the agenda.
No, it hasn't yet. No, I'm responding to the concern that
by the way, it's not on the, we're not out of the agenda phase yet. Like this is, they can't even get to a settled agenda is the problem here. They're not even on the issue of paying the invoice. It's whether to even talk about paying the invoice.
The concern that I hear these council members referencing, Mr. Snow is referencing that he believes there's a bill due to be paid. Councilwoman Farrow is saying this is one of the items under my section, and I don't know enough about it to be comfortable with discussing it tonight. So I'm hearing these two, and I'm trying to proceed with the meeting, Mr. Andrade.
Well, Mayor, all I'm pointing out is a motion hasn't been made, so I'm not sure what the council is debating until a motion's been made.
I understand that, sir. That's why I asked for a motion earlier, but Councilman Snow wanted to start debate, if you'll remember. So we're a little bit out of order. Let's try to get back in order.
And you'd have to understand that this is at least going back as far as the whole Scott Collins city manager debacle, that Mayor Heather Lindsay and Alex Andrade are not getting along. And she has made all kinds of, remember she tried to fire him like two different times, tried to have the let's have a meeting about him and not tell him, and let's have another meeting about him. And he finds out, oh, dang, right? So, and then failed in the effort to get rid of him because he does a really good job. But anyway, so we'll come back to this in a second because the drama is finally starting to pay off here. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
I hate it when you do that. It's like, come on.
It's got to be on the fives. If it's not, it'll be two minutes late like it actually is.
Okay. I-10, I-110 reporting is clear. Not showing any slowdowns right now. Barry Hill taking a look in Milton Dogwood, Hamilton Bridge Road, all clear. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, you can text them in. We are News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to the city council in Milton, where every day is Festivus and the airing of grievances is a way of life. Marilyn Farrow.
I have read the supporting documents in the packet. I read it on Friday when the agenda was posted, but there is additional information that I'm trying to procure, and it has not arrived as of when I left my home this evening. So, yes, I'm just asking for that we delay it. If this bill has already been delayed by several months, a few more weeks is not going to make a difference.
Can I make a comment, Mayor?
No, we're not going to debate it anymore.
Why is everybody else allowed to make a comment and I'm not?
Councilman So, you've had plenty of chances to make a comment. No. Why don't you make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we turn down this agenda.
Okay. Well, I would invite a motion.
You told him to make a motion and he made a motion to not do the agenda that she's trying to shove down the council's throat. And she laughs because she's like, oh, I didn't expect that.
Okay. Well, I would invite a motion to approve the modifications that have been requested. And why don't y'all say which modifications, whoever wants to make the motion, say which modifications you're interested in so that we can actually do business. Is anyone willing to make such a motion of any kind?
I'll make a motion that we add the two items and not the 29 bores to the agenda.
I'll second that.
So that's what they want to do. And, keep in mind, I think it was the executive committee meeting. Oh, I could be wrong about this. There was one meeting that the mayor, I think it is this one, where she, for the longest time, had been the overseeing chair, and they got rid of her for that because it was not working. Like, she was so much friction between her and other members. And then they invited her back to run the meeting, because by charter, I think she runs the city council meeting as a non-voting unless there's a tiebreaker. But in the agenda and in the executive committee, I think the executive committee is the one that they invited her back in. All right, so Mayor Lindsay says,
but you don't agree with Councilman Farrow's request and you want it to stay as is as to that item on the agenda where it is right now.
Are you wanting an answer?
Yeah, I'm just making sure
we understand
your motion.
Well, one minute I can talk and the next minute I can't.
Okay. If that's your motion, sir, and if that's what you agree, you seconded.
Let me go back to what I was originally going to say, that hopefully Ms. Farrow can get enough information by next week and be able to make a proper decision, and we just push it forward. That's all. If we can at that time, then we can choose to push it to the agenda workshop. That's all. That's all I wanted to say, Mayor.
Thanks, Mr. Snow.
So all, you know, what he says is, I just wanted to move it forward because maybe between now and next week she gets enough information where it's not an issue instead of dropping it and having to go through this whole process all over again. And then finally, they pass the agenda to start the meeting.
The motion passes. We have an approved agenda. We can do some business. That's great.
And an hour later, talking about Narcan, somebody had come up to talk about the importance of it and the value of having it.
Riley Pierantoni, for those of y'all who don't know him, has been an advocate for fentanyl awareness. And these are the kinds of things that we need to be focused on instead of some of these nitty-gritty details of just getting an agenda passed. So I'm glad y'all are here.
So the only reason I want to play is not because of the paying of the boars makes sense, even though it does. It's not because of the wastewater treatment plant backdrop or the airing of grievances, which is just when you would think, like, do y'all not realize that this is what cost you the city manager? This is what has cost you all kinds of problems, that this kind of bickering, retributive, everybody's got their feelings hurt all the time. That's the problem. Well, you know, can't even get out of the agenda phase. And there's, by the way, there's way worse stuff coming up in this meeting. And I expect there will be way worse stuff coming up tonight as they're going to talk about Scott Collins, who, as I told you yesterday, we broke the news that he has now put his hat back in the ring to be hired as a city manager. The stipulation is that he will only negotiate with Alex Andrade. That's quite a... the claim had been that Alex was the one who bungled it from Scott's point of view. No, everybody else is the one who made this hard, including apparently city council, which I presume includes the mayor. And he doesn't want to talk to any of the citizens either in this process because they're the ones who made it very difficult before. So that will be a very interesting conversation tonight. 621 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about buying or selling your home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are fantastic. And, you know, I talk about Christina because, you know, she's the big headline name, but also because I know her the best, right? I've known her as long as we've lived here, back from her news days, you know what I mean? But I always say this phrase, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, and I think I probably haven't done a good enough job of talking about her team because she has surrounded herself with some great people. On the Leavenworth Realty website, Nicole writes, the best experience buying my first home, I'd use Caitlin again, that was her agent Caitlin, any day and recommend her to everyone. I was hesitant about buying, but this was the most stress-free process. She helped work out all the details. She knew I was set on a particular house and helped me go for it, checking it along the way to make sure I was okay. The biggest thing for me was when my dad flew in from Texas. She helped him surprise me after not seeing him for almost 2 years. Aw. She treated us like friends and family, not like a client. And the reason I mention that is because Christina has a bunch of people that she works with that are helping her, that are her team, right? And they are like-minded, and I like to say like-hearted individuals, that service heart that go above and beyond, just take care of people and make their lives better and help them buy and sell homes the way you would want them to do for you if it were you on the receiving end of the service. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Do you know the impact video has in the minds of your future customer? In today's world, the average person consumes up to 6 hours of video a day. That is 25% of their time. If that large of a segment of their day is spent watching video, what's your company doing to create consumable content? Does your marketing and advertising strategy reflect appearing where they're watching this content? If it doesn't yet, it will soon. We are ADX Digital, and we help businesses leverage the power of video by putting brands just like yours in front of consumers using a wide variety of video marketing strategies, including social media mirroring, OTT, Amazon, video pre-roll, YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and more. Ready to learn how we can do this for you? Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
The Pensacola Little Theater present a cast of well-known Pensacola actors that promises to deliver a lot of laughs and heartfelt moments. Get your tickets now for Always a Bridesmaid, running September 15th through the 24th. Join this exceptional cast as they portray the captivating stories of six women and their enduring friendship amidst the chaos of life and disastrous dresses. Prepare for an evening of entertainment that will keep you engaged from start to finish. Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
News Radio 92.3 reminds you that hurricane season is underway. Forecasters are predicting another above normal year for storms. And the Generator Guys are your local generator provider. Are you prepared? Don't be caught without power for days or even weeks. When the storm hits, you should be 1 week ready. And the News Radio 92.3 crew will be live and local with storm coverage on your radio, on your phone, and online. News Radio 92.3 and the Generator Guys are there for you.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights at 7 after Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
So you're Al Myers' kid.
Yes, I am.
You look pretty stupid to me.
Thank you.
Something about you.
Oh man, nothing like Earl Juke and Better Off Dead. 626 on News Radio 92.3. $2. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Yeah,
come on, Lane Meyer, get in that go car and
Meyer.
Go.
And taking a look. Good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. 98 is clear all the way through DeVar into Gulf Breeze, into Pensacola, across the General Chappie James / Three Mile Bridge, St. Bridge. Not showing any delays. Hey, if you have traffic tips, though, text them in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, yeah. Candy. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
New survey showing more Americans are now worried about access to credit as banks tighten their approval standards. This is according to the New York Federal Reserve. Nearly 60% of respondents indicated that it's been harder for them to get loans, credit cards, and mortgages than it was 1 year ago. Jelly maker J.M. Smucker is buying snack brand Hostess in a multi-billion dollar deal. Smucker's announced this week that they're buying Hostess for $5.6 billion. I'd say they got a pretty sweet deal on that. Anybody?
How do you feel about that choice?
Well, not as good as I did before I said it.
That news story is a bit of a cream puff, if you ask me.
Oh, always got a one-up.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite Hostess?
Ooh,
dessert, yeah. By the way.
Ho-hos. Oh, yeah, right. Shannon. Yeah. Scenic 90. Yeah.
All right, moving past my bad joke now. Mike Lindell may be in court in Denver after some depositions. Eric Coomer, the director of Dominion Voting Systems, is suing Lindell for defamation. So he may be in court for a rescheduled deposition here this week.
Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, all right. I felt like maybe there was one more sentence coming.
Well,
so
I don't know. The whole thing was, I don't know. There was too much in there.
All right. Fair enough. David, thanks so much for the update. 628 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, did you see that the dude with the song, the country song that everybody
Oliver
loved?
Anthony.
Yeah, Oliver mm-hmm. Anthony. He's going on tour now?
Oh, sure he is.
Doesn't seem like a very long concert.
With that one song. Yeah, right. No, he has. Because I looked him up because I'd never heard the song. And then I thought, well, anyway, he has a bunch of songs.
Well, I mean, it's not surprising.
Right, I know, but he doesn't stray in musical stylings. Yeah. On it. It's the same song.
All right. Yeah. I got you. 437-1620. What was the other thing I was going to tell you about? Oh, I thought this is actually kind of interesting. really, really interesting. So, you know how when we talk about climate, okay, people are, they're so convinced, right? And they're so convinced that the science justifies what they believe, right? That's kind of how you talk about it, which we can have a whole long conversation about what science is, what science isn't, how, you know, the science makes it start to sound a little bit more like a religion than like science. But okay, fine. Interesting paper got published by a Dr. Patrick Brown about the impact of climate change on wildfires in nature. He publishes this in the journal Nature. And then he comes out with an article that says, you know, this article that I published, climate warming increases extreme daily wildlife wildfire growth risk in California, focuses exclusively on how climate change has affected extreme wildfire behavior. I knew not to talk about other subjects in my research because it would dilute the story that a journal like Nature or Science wanted to tell. So I knew that I had to shade my research and my discussion and my conclusions in favor of the climate change kills everything model in order to get it published. He says this matters because it's critically important for science to be published, scientists to be published in high-profile journals, and in many ways they are the gatekeepers for career success in academia. But these journals have made it abundantly clear, both by what they publish and what they reject, that they want climate papers that support certain pre-approved narratives, even when those narratives come at the expense of broader knowledge for society. Meaning, scientists who publish papers are self-censoring in order to get their papers published because that's what they need for their careers on climate change.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. An escaped prison inmate in Pennsylvania is now believed to be armed with a stolen rifle. Fox 29 Philadelphia's Marcus Espinosa.
He broke into a homeowner's home, and that homeowner fired 7 shots at the fugitive. Now, it's not clear yet if the fugitive was hit, if he was struck, but he did get away with that .22 caliber rifle.
Danilo Cavalcante escaped from prison 12 days ago, about to be sentenced to life for his ex-girlfriend's murder. The House is back in session today with 19 days left for a deal to avoid a partial government shutdown. Texas Republican Chip Roy wants spending cuts.
If we can't check that executive branch, then why the hell are we even here?
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer calls a shutdown pointless.
It could undermine so much of the progress we've made to lower costs, grow our economy, and restore the tens of millions of jobs lost during the worst days of COVID.
The Senate could start voting on spending bills this week. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31, News Radio 92.3, 75 degrees, partly cloudy right now in Pensacola. Well, the deadly shooting last weekend, still under investigation so far. No word of any suspects. Sheriff Chip Simmons says it happened on Saturday morning on Emerald Avenue. He believes somebody had to have seen something.
Because we were so close. We're going to do everything that we can to capture the individual that's responsible. And that initially means, establish a crime scene. And in this case, establish a perimeter and then see if our dogs can come up with either an individual, perhaps a murder weapon, or any item of clothing that might be beneficial for us.
And family has identified the victim as being 38-year-old Jarvis Johnson. Simmons says he was sitting outside a home and he was shot at close range. Anybody with information asked to contact the sheriff's office or to call Crime Stoppers. Pretty much all of the East Coast can expect some life-threatening surf and rip currents this week. That's because of Hurricane Lee.
Distant hurricanes can still produce deadly rip current and surf conditions. So please, if you're going to be going to the beach, check the warning flags, swim in areas where there's lifeguards. We lose a lot of people to distant hurricane-generated rip currents along the U.S. East Coast. So please be safe.
And that is Dr. Michael Brennan from the National Hurricane Center in Lee. Of course, a Cat 3 storm moving to the northwest, and eventually it is expected to turn then head straight north, basically running parallel along the East Coast. A man was arrested after leading Escambia County deputies on a chase in a stolen truck yesterday. Deputies say that truck had been reported stolen sometime late last week. When deputies saw the truck yesterday, they tried to do a traffic stop, but the driver then allegedly did not stop, led deputies on a chase, which eventually ended after a pit maneuver near Jackson and W Streets. The sheriff's office said Ian Foster was arrested on multiple charges. Firefighters in Navarre Beach joined fire departments all over the country yesterday, participating in memorial stair climbs. It's to honor the firefighters that died in the World Trade Center on September 11th.
It helps us remember, on 9/11, at least from our fire service perspective, that the 343 firefighters that did climb that tower and didn't make it home that day.
And firefighters climbed 11 floors 10 times to mark the 110 floors of the World Trade Center towers. They honored the memories of Lawrence Virgilio, John Tipping II, Joseph Angelini Jr., Captain Sean Hughes. Tells Channel 3 that they raised around $3,000 to $4,000 to be donated to the National Firefighters Foundation. And Storm cleanup is going to take days as rain continues in Jacksonville. Apparently, storms early this week left a path of downed trees there, damaged a lot of homes and property, and several thunderstorms were reported with hail even. Ring doorbell camera footage from a homicide in Polk County at an Airbnb has now been released. That shooting happened on Sunday at a home in Davenport. And the footage reportedly showed that it happened during a party for a one-year-old child. The video showed one victim, a 27-year-old Orlando man, being shot outside the house. 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
I'm showing a three-car accident. This is at Fairfield, it looks like, and 110 right there at the turnoff to get on. And it is slowing things down quite a bit, as you can imagine. So certainly use caution there. It doesn't look blocked, but very, very slow. North and south around the 110 interchange, it looks like, and Fairfield, and that's where the accident is, just to give you an idea. I'd say avoid that area if you can. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Candy. David. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We will have scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today. 50% chance of rain overall. High today near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, dropping near 76. For Wednesday, 50% chance of rain with a high near 92. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 74. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
75 in Pensacola, 78 in Gulf Breeze, 72 in Milton. Your next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The European owner of Westfield Malls is pulling back from its aggressive plan to sell nearly all of its properties and exit from the U.S. market this year. Another vote of confidence for the high-end mall business. Unibail Rodamco Westfield said last year it planned to shed most of its U.S. portfolio by the end of 2023. Now, the Paris-based company intends to hold some of its top-performing malls beyond that self-imposed deadline. The company owns 16 U.S. malls, including flagships such as Westfield Century City in Los Angeles and Westfield Garden State Plaza in northern New Jersey. UPS has unveiled its annual rate increase and peak season surcharges. The delivery giant will levy a 5.9% average rate hike for its ground, air, and international services on December 26th. Matching FedEx's increase, it's a smaller bump compared to last year's 6.9% increase. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a slightly lower open. That's Your Money Now.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's the Neil Young tribute band Rust and Gold.
Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you.
They'll be bringing the Neil Young experience to Bands on the Beach this Tuesday at 7, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. And remember, no pets or glass allowed.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety. No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Good morning, 640 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Candy just said something that made me laugh, so I can't tell you what it is, but it's funny. So it kind of caught me off guard.
You can tell whose father your kids are.
They take after.
Yeah, they've
been. I'm showing her a picture of my boy, and she's like, oh my God.
It's like
you.
A Nazi cell scraping. That's what I'm saying. It's like they just made this exact replica of Andrew.
I was trying not to say that on the air.
Yeah.
Because they're
y'all can be
like,
twins.
You
that's
cannot
cool.
possibly believe they're anybody else's kids than mine and my wife. So 437-1620. Joining us now by phone, we have Devan Cook. He is the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Devan, welcome back to the show, sir.
Morning, Andrew.
So yesterday in the committee meeting, I think there weren't a lot of things that were kind of, you know, what's going to actually be on the agenda, but you had two items that came up in public forum, as is often the case, right? This is why we have public forum, is people get concerned about something and they show up wanting an answer. One thing was the possibility, and I want you to tell me kind of where we're at in this process, but the possibility that at the entrance to the Ranchette subdivision, which is this, you know, great secluded feeling, like you feel you go back in there and you feel like you're, you know, back in the woods in some mountain country or something. It's a wild place, but it's right off of Highway 98. But they're going to put a gas station in at the entrance, like at the corner there. I'm not even sure where it would go, but that's the possibility that people were upset about, right?
It's Whisper Bay. Ranchettes was...
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you for clarifying. Yes, Whisper Bay, not Ranchettes. Ranchettes was the drainage grants you guys got. Thank you for clarifying. Yes, yeah. Whisper Bay, right.
The Whisper Bay, there's some... it's my understanding from our planning department, there's some... research being done by a company that's considering putting some type of a gas station there at the Highway 98 in the entrance to Whisper Bay. And the residents there are concerned because, of course, you know, right there at the entrance to their subdivision, and I do think it's a very nice area, and they're just concerned about how it's going to affect their area. It's already zoned commercial on Highway 98. That was done, you know, a long time ago, long before I probably most of the board members that are there now were there. So that is an allowable use of highway commercial. So unless they come in, unless the company, and this is the information we were given yesterday, unless the company comes in for some type of a variance, if they decide to move forward, there's little control that the board would have over that project.
Yeah, and this is one of the things that I know Commissioner Wright was trying to explain to folks is as long as they are operating within the existing, you know, future land use and zoning, you can't stop them. That's what the entitlements are of owning the property, right? So they're not asking you to do anything different, or at least not yet, and so there's nothing you can do to stop it unless you change the FLU or the LDC, and that would affect other properties maybe in the future, but you can't do that when you've got a thing that's already in development, even though, you know, for those folks, it's pretty frustrating, I can imagine, to wake up that all of a sudden your little secluded subdivision might suddenly open up into a gas station. The other one that came up was a lot of people were upset about the proposal, the possibility of turning Leisure Street in Navarre into that community bypass for Highway 98. This, again, you know, little kind of neighborhood road that's long and straight, but that kids play on, and turning that into a 35-mile-an-hour boulevard to facilitate traffic alternatives. But is the plan only looking at Leisure Street? There were a couple of alternatives, as I recall, in the last proposal.
And that's correct. And this is only to do a study. This is not any kind of design or anything that would actually begin the process to put that Navarre community access road in. This is to do a study to even determine if it's feasible, and if so, which route would be taken. So, you know, clearly, we all understand the concern of the people that live on those streets, and you know, something that they wanted to make very clear that they're opposed to it, and I think they are moving forward to do that. They've got a petition going and some things like that. But again, the only thing the board has done, and this has been in the works quite some time with DOT, is to approve a study for what they're calling the Navarre Community Access Road.
Last meeting we awarded a
contract to Volkert Engineering to do that study.
I can't remember from the last time I looked at the proposal, but do all of the proposed alternatives involve converting a residential street into the access bypass or whatever, or is there a proposal to just genuinely build a brand new road through some undeveloped area?
Yeah, I don't recall all of the specifics, but my recollection is that it would be using some of the streets that are already existing. I don't believe there's anything that would be building a brand new road, because of course property down there is very difficult to come by.
And brand new roads are expensive too. No, that's what I remembered. And so it's kind of one of these things, if the project winds up happening at all, somebody who lives on a road is going to have it happen on their road. The question is which somebody. Obviously that's going to be the fight. You know, Not In My Front Yard, I think, is going to be wind up being the title of this one. We're talking to Devan Cook, Santa Rosa County Administrator. I had one other thing I wanted to ask you about, Devan. Hang on for just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
All right. I-110 southbound. This is at mile marker 4. That's the Fairfield exit, showing an accident and showing a roadblock. It looks like Fairfield is blocked in both directions and slow I-110 southbound. So caution there. Certainly, if you know different or you have a traffic tip, let us know. 437-1620. The accident happened right there at that light. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, yeah. Candy. This was news, I think, last week, but the you got some grant money for flood remediation for the Ranchette subdivision. Is that right?
Correct. That project is another project that's been going on for many years, and they have received the funding to finish that project, and that's great news for the people that live in that area. So we're very pleased that's going to be finished at some point in the hopefully not too distant future. As you know, these things take a long time, and I think this one's been a long time coming.
Absolutely. No, that's great. Anytime you can find the money to do something like that, it's always a good thing. And I'm sure those people are, like the end might finally be in sight for them, at least a little bit. And then the last thing is, one of the agenda items is for some property off of Woodbine Road that you guys are trying to acquire. Is this related to the Five Points and or the Highway 90 reconstruction, or is this the long-term planning for widening of Woodbine Road?
It's part of the long-term plan for widening Woodbine Road, but we needed it to even begin. You know, the first phase is to do some work there at Five Points and work at Highway 90 and Woodbine, and to complete the work at Five Points, we needed this piece of property. It was critical that we have this for a retention pond, and so we were very excited to finally obtain this property and get this. It was kind of the last piece of the puzzle for us to move forward with our Five Points design to begin the phase one of Five Points, and then in the end it will also serve as retention for the widening of the Woodbine Road in that north end near Five Points.
Well, it doesn't mean that Woodbine is wider yet, and it doesn't mean that Woodbine is going to be wider anytime real soon, but it does mean that the county is actually working towards long-term a widening of Woodbine, which, of course, is it's good news for the future, so to speak. Devan Cook, he's the Santa Rosa County Administrator. By the way, just a kind of an FYI, we don't typically talk to Devan about these meetings, but coming up next Monday, you have the Land Development Code meeting that is going to happen where the county commission is going to talk about things like billboard size, and maybe they'll talk about clear cutting. They will definitely talk about the alternative subdivision plan. So that's going to be next Monday. That won't be this Thursday meeting, but that's going to be next Monday, the 18th. Devan Cook, as always, sir, thank you for the time. Thanks for running the county and for helping us understand what's going on with our county government.
Thank you, Andrew. Y'all have a great day.
You too. 6:49 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's not too late.
Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free.
That's right, loan-free.
PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
Work, kids, finances. Your life has lots of moving parts. Let Gulf Winds help you keep them all moving forward. Our free digital banking tools make it easy for busy bill payers to manage the day-to-day. Our simple applications and low loan rates get mommy chauffeurs on the road fast. And our free accounts and low fees put extra cash in pockets so weekend warriors can have a splash more fun. We're here for you and everyone living life to the fullest. How can we move you forward? See all the ways at GoGulfWinds.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk, 9 to 11, before Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
National average for a gallon of gas, 383. Florida average is 359. Woohoo, it dropped a penny. Still 359. Mississippi is 326, and California is 546. If you're in Navarre, 333 east of the Walmart, 332 at several stations over on the west side, one of them being the Walmart, the other Walmart. 329 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge at the Murphy across the street, also at the Circle K and Gulf Breeze. In proper, 349, so get it before you get in the city limits. 331 at the CEFCO and Milton, same at the P Ridge Murphy, 335 going through Pace, a couple of places on 9 Mile in Pensacola, 324 at the Walmart Neighborhood Market, 329 at the US 29 Murphy in front of the Walmart there, and then coming in from the southwest side, get it at the Navy Murphy, or get it at the Shell on Cervantes for 331. 6:53 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay, and David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Hurricane Lee could become a Category 4 storm later on this afternoon.
Well, make up my mind. I mean, it's a 5, it's a 3, it's a 4.
It's somewhere between a 2 and a 10.
I know, it's in there. And a 2 and a 10, that's funny.
Between a 2 and a 10, yeah. They may have to make up new ratings for it.
Sure.
The slow-moving storm currently out in the Atlantic, bringing a lot of rip currents over to Florida's east coast today. And American scientist Mark Dickey is safe. He's been rescued from a cave in southern Turkey. He'd been trapped for several days. He was more than 3,000 feet underground in that cave when he started suffering from some life-threatening stomach bleeding issues. officials had called the operation one of the largest cave rescues that's ever been attempted.
He's like 3/5 of a mile down.
Yes, that's a long way.
Wow.
Just imagine trying to get down there and then find your way back up with him.
No kidding.
That'd be difficult. And authorities in Pennsylvania still looking for escaped murderer Danilo Cavalcante. They believe he's in the area northwest of Philadelphia. Residents there being told to shelter in place. He's been on the run for 2 weeks after escaping from prison. He was serving a life sentence for the murder of his former girlfriend.
And I thought I saw also he's now armed because he shot at the cops.
I did see that. Yes, he broke into a house and stole a rifle, and the homeowner shot at him, but he was able to make out with a rifle. So, scary situation
Good
there in Pennsylvania.
Lord. Wow. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 654. If you need like medical treatment, healthcare, and you don't have insurance, sometimes it can be hard to kind of figure out where to go. We have a relatively new advertiser on the show, ProHealth Florida, ProHealth FL, and they have a female-owned, 35 years in business. They win all the awards, best of the Bay, best of the Coast, best of Pensacola. 7 locations, all right? Santa Rosa Beach, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, Pensacola on Summit, and Pensacola on College by the Sam's Club. And did I say Gulf Breeze? If I didn't, I should have. By the Andrews next to the Whataburger. So they're all over. And one of the reasons you might go there is if you don't have insurance, you know, they take walk-ins, okay? Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, Gulf Breeze, Pensacola, Fort Walton. Saturday, 8 to 1 for emergencies, right, for after hours on the weekends at the Pensacola location. But also, they have a whole plan for as an alternative to insurance. It's called the ProHealth Medical Membership Plan. So you pay $45 a month, and then you have unlimited primary care visits with no copay. You have 24/7 access to Teladoc services, annual physical, annual flu shot. You get a 25% discount on lab work that's already affordable, and a 25% discount on procedures, also affordable. A monthly B12 shot, no catches. I mean, like, that's an amazing thing. If that's, that appeals to you, makes sense for your particular situation. They also do lab work. They do occupational health screens. They do comprehensive medical weight loss, all of that. So if any of that appeals to you, or you just have questions, check them out either in person or look them up online at ProHealthFL.com. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
I do have traffic on the fives. You're watching one accident. It looks like it's cleared off Fairfield. FHP's on scene, and it's been moved off the road. And thank you so much for texting in. This happened at the light at Fairfield and 110 southbound. And a little slow in that area, but like I said, it's been completely cleared off. Thank you so much for your text. If you have a traffic tip, by any means, text it in if you could. And thank you so much. 437-1620. We are News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So there was a story that had come out, I don't know, maybe a week or so ago, that I found so frustrating because, and this has to do with kids and predators, and so, you know, depending on the age of the kids you got in the car, it may not be a story for everybody. It's not a horrible one, but it's still pretty bad. A guy out of Cantonment got arrested on, I think this was Saturday a week ago, for exposing himself to a group of kids at a crafting workshop at the Home Depot on 9 Mile.
Oh my God.
And he's 74, and the, you know, exposing yourself is bad enough, but, and, you know, touching and do just like it's bad, right? Okay. But one of the grandfathers of one of the kids saw it, walked him outside, and citizens arrest detained him basically until the police could come. There were no cameras in that aisle. It's kind of weird. I thought Home Depot would have cameras everywhere, just like Walmart, but okay. But here's the thing. According to FDLE, this is on northofscambia.com. According to FDLE, this guy is a registered sexual predator, and he was convicted in 2001, 2005, 2014, 2020 of lewd and lascivious exhibition. All the victims being under 16. How on earth does somebody get convicted of this 4 times in the past and is just wandering around a local hardware store doing it again? And that, I just...
Aren't those felonies? Or no? Or do you know?
It has to be.
And I thought it was like a 3 strikes, you're out thing.
I don't
understand.
And 5
strikes,
understand.
No, go ahead and have at it.
Yeah,
you know?
I just... Look, and I know this one particular kind of offense is more kind of captivating than a lot of other ones, and that's fine. That's in the nature because it's kids. But good Lord, can we not find a way to lock somebody up who's been convicted of something like this 4 different times in the past? 6:58 on News Radio 92. Sorry, just like I, you see a store like this, you're like, what in the actual is going on? Anyway, future news tonight. We got a Milton City Council meeting. They will be considering new city manager and possibly the old city manager, Scott Collins.
I think he's got it.
I think he's got it, too.
Yeah.
Will there be drama around this?
I hope not, but probably.
We don't
I think you'll
nothing without drama
some.
In Milton. Come
okay.
on, absolutely.
But you know what? I appreciate what they do.
It's not a job I want. There's no job in that vicinity that I want.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.